his trade was hosiery, and finished up after my mum decided she didn't want to do the fish and chips any longer, and that so the shop opened as a hosiery shop. And he used to, when I was getting a bit older than my brothers, they used to have to, he'd do the winding, the wool, and he'd got ladies that had got Griswold machines, and we used to have to tape the bobbins of yarn, as we call it, down to these different places, different houses, where the ladies did the socks and that. And then we'd have to go and fetch them back when they'd done them, take them somewhere else so the ladies could tow them, you know, I'd have to tow them. And then we'd have to take them down to at the corner of Jerram Street and Asylum Street. There was a factory where they pressed them. Can't think of the names. There was a factory where they were pressed there and folded, and then my dad had to have them back, put them into boards, do them up, and he was doing them for a school down somewhere down south. Not right down south, Oxford Way. He was doing them for school because they had to have a stripe round.
So it's like a special commission?
Yes. They did that for years. Yeah.
So would that have been the main thing that he did for the school? Or were there others?
Oh, he did others. He did the just the ordinary socks. And my mother then, and I've been as well, she'd meet me at school and we'd go over to Colville, Miner's Socks, and stall over there at Colville.
So you sold from a stall?
Yes. And it was in front of a butcher's shop. Yeah. I remember that.